The next patient is Judy Kruger. The last name is K-R-U-G-E-R. Judy, J-U-D-Y. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old white female. That is a patient of Dr. Beltre that is referred to this office because of the presence of a creatinine of 1.5 and a BUN that of 29 with estimated GFR of 39. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that is no more than 2 years old. She also has a history of kidney stones, and she has a albumin creatinine ratio that is 175. The patient was found with a higher proteinuria more than 2 years ago, and ever since then has been taking Jardiance, and that proteinuria has decreased. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension that, for the most part, has been under control, a history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease associated to very heavy smoking for more than 30 years. The patient has a single kidney that was established when she had sustained a vehicle accident, motor vehicle accident, in 2020. I think that the changes associated to the kidney dysfunction are related to nephrosclerosis. The patient has multiple comorbidities that could explain that situation. At one time, she was told to have a systemic lupus erythematosus, but she has never been studied and she has never been treated. The patient is originally from Illinois and recently moved to Highlands County. There is also a history of kidney stones that were present in the single kidney. And severe hyperlipidemia. The patient has allergy to the administration of statins. She has a violent gastrointestinal symptoms, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and she is also allergic to shellfish, shell seafood. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control, 120. 8 over 85, following number, hyperlipidemia with cholesterol that is severely elevated, taking into consideration all the comorbidities that this patient has, she needs to be evaluated by cardiology right away. And treatment for this hyperlipidemia with cholesterol higher than 300. Following number, diabetes mellitus, continue present management. Following number, nephrolithiasis that we are going to study down the road. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking, and the following number, history of systemic lupus erythematosus without treatment and without symptoms at the present time. We're going to reevaluate the case with laboratory workup, and we'll make the necessary adjustments. Thanks a lot for your kind referral.